every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Oh, the business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. This week we're celebrating Cornish food and drink. First, here's the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Truro-based law firm Follett Stock is being threatened with liquidation after Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs filed a winding-up petition against the company. The case will be heard by the Royal Courts of Justice on Monday, September the 30th. It's being reported that Cornwall could be set to get its own European-funded lending bank. Under plans being drawn up by the LEP, tens of millions of pounds of European money could be put aside to lend to businesses looking to set up or expand into Cornwall. According to latest figures, more than £24 million worth of fish was landed by UK fishermen in Cornwall last year. New Lynn led the way with just over 10,500 tonnes of fish worth £20.2 million. But while this was an increase in quantity from 2011, it was a decrease in total value from £22 million. And of course, it's been the Choose Cornish Awards this week and the big fair of food and drink on Lemon Quay. We're just about to talk about that more.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Last Monday night, held at Heartlands, was the Choose Cornish Awards, a ceremony to recognise all those who produce food, who create wonderful dishes, have restaurants, hotels, and use local ingredients. And this has been something that's been building up in Cornwall over a period of 10 years. The great and the good of Cornish business were there, and amongst them was Sarah Newton MP, who says the growth in local produce has meant new life for businesses that used to be threatened by the supermarkets.
By absolutely everything that you might want to eat has actually been made in Cornwall, and it's, you know, utterly delicious because it's all been made here and hasn't had to travel and been stored for days or weeks on end. So it's important because it tastes great, but also it's supporting a lot of very enthusiastic, creative businesses which are employing people and generating a lot of wealth for the county. I think about a third of people employed in Cornwall now are in the food and drink industry. And this isn't a minimum wage, seasonal type of employment. I mean, there's a lot of highly skilled jobs involved in food and drink that are all year round. So it makes a big contribution to our economy as well as making us all feel very good.
The guest of honour at Choose Cornish was Nathan Outlaw, that esteemed chef, cooking wonderful dishes in Cornwall and supporting so many businesses across the Cornish landscape. Now, he was guest of honour and spoke a little about his journey.
Well, the reason why I came down in the first place was to work for Rick. I had a big passion for seafood, and still have, obviously, it's my main sort of love, and I got offered a job. Actually, with the guy who's helping me out at the moment, Mr. Paul Ripley, who's helped me on the van tonight. So he was my mentor. Now he has to put up with me. as a kid, I came to Cornwall a lot with my family. There were lots of camping holidays in Gwydion and Hale and that area, which is very nice. And when you come from somewhere like the South East, Cornwall is very attractive. That's all I'll say. So at 19 years old, I made my way down to work for Rick, and 2 years, moved away again, met a lovely girl from Pasto, from America, and then we stayed. The first when we came back was 2003 to open the Black Peak, and then the rest is history, really. So I've stayed here ever since, so 15 years really.
Daphne Skinnard of Radio Cornwall was emceeing the evening.
What's been so lovely is that everyone has embraced this idea of spreading the word, the good news, that we've got wonderful things on our doorstep. And every single award reflected that. From the Champion of Champions to the Choose Cornish Every Day, there was also a cafe trail as well. So these people are working very hard to do a lot for the industry here in Cornwall.
Can you take us through the award winners then? We got the main four awards, first of all.
Yes, you've got the Choose Cornish Everyday Award, and the group that won that were The Vine and Gwyn Breen, shops in Wadebridge and Bodmin, as well as a mobile trailer delivering to the community. Their growing partnership system uses local suppliers, offers fresh produce and good value for money.
And then we move on to
the Best Business Collaboration Award, and that went to Trewithen Dairy. That they work collaboratively right through Cornwall and along with 28 Cornish farms who supply their milk to the large processors who use their dairy products as ingredients.
Number three,
we have the Real Cornish Breakfast Award, and this was hotly contested, and the winner was Woodlands Country House B&B, who serve their guests 100% Cornish breakfast, which is both traditional and innovative. And then you had the Truly Cornish Cafe Trail Award, which was won by the Boscastle Farm Shop and Cafe, which is surrounded by National Trust farmland and showcasing quality local produce from the farm and its neighbours.
And there we had the winner of winners.
The winner of winners, which went to Trewithen Dairy.
So as Daphne says, the champion of champions was Trewithen Dairy. Well, here's Francis Clark, the commercial director of Trewithen.
It feels fantastic, and it was unexpected, but great to be recognised for, you know, the relationships that we look to develop through the whole supply chain, from right from the farms that we work with to the customers who we have real partnerships with. Choose Cornish, I think you can get involved in many ways, and I think from a consumer's point of view, it's becoming easier and easier to choose Cornish because of the fantastic variety of products on show, and also you know it's much more accessible, available in many more places, and for me that's what Choose Cornish is about, and how it's developed in the last 10 years, as we've seen here, supported by Cornwall Food and Drink.
Choose Cornish has had big support from Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, and I've got Kim Conchi from the Chamber with me. Actually, it was partly your idea to put Choose Cornish together in the first place.
It was. Ruth and I met last year and discussed where Choose Cornish would fit in. From Ruth's point of view, obviously it's food and drink, and the food and drink industry in Cornwall is a huge business in its own right, as well as being iconic and one of our really favourite business sectors. But also Choose Cornish has spread out to be one of those things that I'm encouraging all businesses to think about when they're buying from their supply chain. Is there a supplier locally that can provide what you want? So that's as it's applicable if you're buying your cheese or your jam as it is if you're buying your widgets or your computer supplies or your training or whatever it might be. So I'm encouraging all businesses to choose Cornish, whatever the supply might be.
The Choose Cornish Awards is just the start of the week, because this week has been all about food from across Cornwall and all the produce, and it's been celebrated on Lemon Quay in the heart of Truro, as we have been doing for many years. And Ruth Huxley is behind that, has been working her socks off doing this. So just tell me, Ruth, how much work do you put into this? Because you've got a team behind you as well, haven't you?
We have, yeah, team of three full-time, and we don't work, well, three of us all year round, but it's the equivalent of about one person's full-time job all year round to put the festival on, yeah.
And how important is it that we really big up this industry, because we have seen it grow amazingly now?
We have, yeah, and we, well, big up is quite an interesting expression really, because we think we want to celebrate what's there, not big up something that isn't there. What we're celebrating is the real quality and range of produce that is just so worth celebrating and has built such a reputation outside of Cornwall, and now across the world too.
Now, by the time people are listening to this podcast, the food festival will have been on and finished. So just tell me what people have missed.
Well, as ever, we've had some fantastic producers celebrating really the best of what Cornwall does. Everything that's on sale at the festival every year is produced or processed in Cornwall. We make that limitation, and we could even fill Lemon Quay twice over, even though we make that limitation. Whole host of chefs from Cornwall, both those who we regard as rising stars, as well as the favourites that people come to see year in, year out. Always something new. Of course, the pop-up kitchen Kitchens, led by Nathan Outlaw, who's been there every day doing that, are one of our favourite things that we've introduced this year. And loads for kids to do. It's been great to have the kids area, Funky Food Zone, back within the main body of the festival and really have families enjoying the day.
I got to ask this, Ruth, and you're launching a book, aren't you?
Yep, we have launched a book, yes, which was just a germ of an idea in February this year. And to have produced it and got it out in this record time is due to the hard work of lots and lots of people, as well as my team, of course. And, I am so pleased with it. It's better than I could ever have anticipated. You never know quite how it's going to turn out, and this is our first book, but so far the response has been absolutely phenomenal to it, and it's just made this year for me.
Well done, Ruth.
Thank you.
And so if you are listening to this on Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th or Sunday the 29th, well, the festival is on. However, if you're listening to this afterwards, then you've missed it and you'll have to wait till next year. Or you can go to the Business Cornwall website and see an article about it there and some pictures.
7 days.
Now let's have a look at what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
The two-day Cornwall Business Show gets underway at Kingsley Village in Fraddon on Wednesday. It's October the 2nd. As well as over 50 exhibitors, the business-to-business show will feature a full range of seminars and networking opportunities. Business Cornwall will be there, exhibiting as well as hosting a special seminar where we'll be bringing our popular face-to-face feature in the magazine to life, interviewing Tony Sampson from Cornwall Solar Panels, who won Entrepreneur of the Year at the Cornwall Business Awards earlier this year, plus Claire Howardle from Stranger Collective, which took the Business Innovation of the Year accolade. For full details of this and other events, as usual, go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And there'll be more on what's been happening across Cornwall in 7 days' time.
7 days. With Business Cornwall.